Thank you for joining us on the And I Quote podcast. I am your host, Ann Boger, VP of Scaling at Coterie Insurance. And today I have the pleasure of introducing you to VNA Butterfield, owner of Butterfield Insurance located in Lakeland, Florida. Fun fact about VNA is that she enjoys onion rings over French fries. Welcome to the show, VNA. So nice to have you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
So how did you get started? Why insurance?
Oh, why insurance? Well, that's really easy. Right out of high school, I got a job at State Farm and I was a receptionist. And honestly, it wasn't so much the insurance portion that I fell in love with. It was the person that I was working for that just made it so intriguing. She was just this like badass, like woman, like owning her own business, loving what she does, providing an awesome environment for other women to flourish. And I was like, oh shit, I want to do that. I want to be that, you know, that impactful person. So it just happened to be that insurance was the business that she was doing. And I read a lot of the policies that came through and I helped make like basic little changes here and there in the beginning. And then I got licensed and then I really like started diving into more of the insurance portion, but I had so much fun with insurance. It's like I said, I feel like I'm an insurance nerd because I actually like to talk about it and read policies, which is really weird. A lot of people don't like to do that, but I do.
Insurance is one of those things that sort of everybody needs. Who do you focus on? What's your target market look like and how do you reach them?
My target audience would be the millennial group, my age. So I'm 32. So anywhere from like 25-ish to 50 would be the range that I like to focus on. In my community, it's not so difficult because I was raised here in Lakeland, so I've always been around these people. And I like to be out and about and always be, I'm a huge extrovert, so I like chatting with literally anyone. I'm that person that will talk to you at Publix in line, the grocery store. If we're waiting in line together, I will chat with you. I keep in contact with them through social media. I'm very, very active on social media and like to be engaging and just like to be myself and share my personality and a bunch of insurance facts at the same time. But I've found a lot of engagement either in person or social media.
I imagine that woman owner who got you started probably wasn't using social media the way that you do. Sort of how did you evolve from learning from her to building your own practice?
The stuff that I learned from her was just the capability. So like being able to do it, seeing a woman do it and be so wonderful at it and have this huge successful business. And like I said, provide an environment for other people to grow. That was like, you know, that's what I wanted.
So once you knew that was what you wanted and you got licensed, what was that transition from working within her team to then building out your own sort of personal brand, social media presence? Like, was that a journey or did that feel just supernatural because that's where you already lived your life?
A little bit of both. So after several years of being, I was with State Farm for 5.5 years, and then I went over to the dark side, they call it the independent side. And I met a lot of other people there. And I met the owner for the other agency that I worked at. He has been an amazing person and very helpful. I would consider him a mentor as well. So I've kind of learned both sides, and it kind of gave me an idea of what I wanted for myself and my agency. Honestly, in the beginning, I didn't necessarily know that it was going to be an insurance agency that I wanted to do. I did know that I wanted to have my own business so I could create a space that, you know, and when you have that type of personality or an ownership mentality, it's probably best like for you to do your own thing so you can do whatever it is that you want. So I did know that I had that in me. And then it just so happened that, I stuck with insurance for, it'll be 13 years this year.
You know, you mentioned that you're building your business within the community you grew up with. And so you have a lot of existing relationships. And as we were getting started, your office pup Layla hopped up on your lap. And I know sometimes she can be featured in your social media or other things. And so it sounds like people know you and you're building that your business around an authentic version of yourself, right? Could you talk a little bit about that? Did you think about segregating and having sort of the VNA that you have on Facebook for your family and friends versus your business? And what made you think to sort of bring them together so closely?
I've always wanted to just keep it real with people. That's always been my motto. I'm like, so one of the things that I say is like, I do insurance for humans by humans. I humanize the experience. I'm not wearing a suit and I'm not carrying a briefcase. We're just chatting about your business, you know, so we can insure it and we can, you know, but keeping it authentic to who I naturally am is just so much easier. It's just easier. I don't want to have like a persona that is the insurance agent and then the persona that is me. Now, a lot of people, when I was starting my, you know, when I was telling them I'm going to start my business, they're like, we want to make sure that, you know, you keep it very professional and da 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 and keep it like this. I'm like, that sounds so boring and it doesn't sound like me at all. So I was like, I want my business to represent me, especially because these people have known me my entire life. So they're going to be like, why is she talking like that? She doesn't talk like that. Or why is she posting that? Or why doesn't she say fuck anymore? Like, that's not like, so I wanted myself because people are going to expect me. They're like, you know, they want to be able to trust me. They're like, well, it's hard to trust you when you have two personalities.
You didn't want to show up in a suit looking quote unquote professional.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's not, I don't think that professional is defined by wearing a suit. I actually don't own a suit, so I wouldn't be able to rock one of those anyway. But yeah, no, I just wanted to, like I said, be myself and that's who I am. And I feel like, and I've grown to see that people appreciate that and they're more prone to trusting what you say. Cause like trusting your insurance agent A is not something that people normally do. A, like you're not providing a tangible item. And then B, they just think that, you know, insurance companies just take your money and don't want to like cover your stuff. It's like, well, that's not necessarily true. It's like, you probably did something wrong too. Let me show you what you did wrong and then I'll show you what we did wrong. But like I said, just keeping it real, being myself, and it's just so much easier. I don't want to have to keep up with this, like, I don't know, professional VNA or whatever that would be. I feel like I'm professional just being myself.
How do you build your community? You have this natural beginning place of, as you say, working with people who may have known you all your life. Like, how do you take that and nurture it into your, into a solid business?
How do I, I'm trying to think of a way, like, how do I take away the suspicion from insurance? That's a difficult question. That's a difficult answer. And the reason is because usually the trust comes from, unfortunately, a loss or a claim. And there's like, there's the initial trust of, you know, do I place my business with you? Well, I really like you. You were very informative. You weren't condescending. You told me what I needed. You told me what I didn't need. So that's like the first half of the trust. The second half of the trust is when shit happens, does my insurance actually cover what you said? And that's the second half. So it's easy to answer the first portion. And the second portion, like I said, happens when there's a loss or a claim. And, you know, you just like, I panic slightly. My anxiety goes, it's like, shit, did I put that on their policy? I hope I put that on their policy. I hope it's covered. But no, yes, most of the majority of the time it is, which is good. And like I said, that's where I feel like the second half of the trust kicks in.
Yeah. Well, and that moment of anxiety, right, just represents how important you take the experience that they're about to have or that they are having, like how important you see that, right? Because to your point earlier, insurance is intangible. So until that moment, right, and that's when the proof hits, and that's how you build that trust. You know, one of the things I'm just reflecting on as we're sitting here and chatting together is how much inspiration you took from that first agency owner who was a badass woman running her own business, building it herself, and how inspirational that was for you to say, oh man, that's what I want to do. I want to be the boss. I want to have that ownership position. Do you think now you're being in this role, adding a layer of connection to other women-owned businesses in the area?
Yes. Yes, I do think so. I feel like it's just an energy thing. So people, More specifically, yes, I do like to focus on other women and empowering other women, because let's just be real, you know, dudes have always been able to be fantastic, you know, and like always, you know, everybody always roots for the dude to win. But I want to make sure that I've always provided a space where it's like, you know, for women specifically. I'm not leaving out any guys, like, don't worry about that. I'll support whoever wants to be supported. But my main focus is providing that space for women. And not only that, so Jane was the name of the agent and my mentor. I didn't grow up with a mom, so she was like what I needed around that time too. Like I grew up with just my dad and my brother, so just a bunch of dudes all the time. So it was extremely important for me, and I think it was just like the universe just providing me that like beacon of hope. She's actually like my second mom. I call her mom. I visit her every other weekend whenever I can. She's retired now and lives at the beach. She became a lot more than just my mentor. And I want to be able to, like I said, it's continuous. I continue to get that energy from her. So it's really easy for me to continue to also provide that energy in my space.
Thinking back on the last, what did you say, 12, 13 years that you've been in insurance, but also in the last two, as you've been running your own business, what are some lessons you've learned? Are there certain things you're super proud of, or certain lessons you wish you'd learned earlier?
Oof, there's a lot of lessons. Like, which one do I pick? Which panic attack or anxiety moment do I pick from starting a new business? One of the main things that has been very helpful for me is having the right circle of people around you, support system. Having the right people I've been very lucky in, I guess, choosing the right people, or the right people choosing me as well to be in their circle. But the support system has been everything, honestly, everything. My husband is extremely supportive. My best friends are extremely supportive. The mentors that I still talk to are extremely supportive. So they don't really let me fall too far. I don't ever hit the ground. They don't let me. They just, in the middle of it, they'll just pick me right back up and they're like, no, that was wrong. Don't do that. And I'm like, oh shit, you're right. Okay. Lesson learned. But it's hard to pick one, because I learned a lesson, I feel like, on a regular basis, and not just in the insurance side. It's like the owning a business. You're just like, you know, and I'm still in the beginning where I'm just trying everything. Like I said, I can't think of anything quite specific aside from like the basics that any business owner, you know, would know, like hire an accountant. I don't care how expensive they are. If you don't know anything about accounting or anything like that, hire the professional. Just throw money at the problem and make sure that you don't mess up. It's like, I tried. I even bought like that's a good, I think, yes, that's a perfect example. After the first year of business, I was trying to do my own taxes and I didn't understand anything. I'm like, oh, this is probably how people feel reading their insurance policy. I'm like, I don't understand any of this. I should, right? I should know this. But it's like, no, you shouldn't. It's not something that you learned or have a license for, or, you know, went to school for, or really learned. I try to watch YouTube tutorials and I'm like, yeah, I still don't get it. I tried to, you know, like I said, I even purchased like QuickBooks and I purchased the wrong one and I spent so much money on it. And that was like such a letdown. So after spending a lot of money and time, I realized, I'm like, okay, I need to hire a CPA. So I highly recommend that. I don't care how small your business is. I don't care if you made $7 that year, hire an accountant to file all those K-1s or whatever the hell they're called. Yeah, I don't even know what they're called. Yeah. I just know that she's just my CPA. She's fantastic. She's also a woman in business, which I totally love. And I trust her to take care of all of my stuff.
No, I love that. I love how your answer was all about people and relationships. Mm-hmm. So if you were giving advice on someone who's trying to build that safety net and social network for themselves as a business owner, is there anything else from the social network that you have for yourself besides those two components? Are there other features you would say, make sure you have someone in your network that does this?
Okay. My circle, I definitely think you should have, like I said, the family and friends, the loved ones, the ones that love you unconditionally and don't really judge you. And then you have the mentors that love you and judge you. They're like, no, that's not how you do it. But also, I think it's really important to have someone that's doing, that has their business or is doing something that is already they've reached this level of success. I don't want to say they're better than you, because not necessarily better than you. I mean, but they've already hit that mark. You know what I mean? They're extremely successful and, you know, their business is successful. They have the right group of friends, including me. and I think it's really important to have someone that's already successful and doing better than you, I guess. So you can, you know, they keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Like they provide this sense of, not sense of urgency, but sense of, you know, keep going. They're like the light at the end of the tunnel. You see it, it's there, it's tangible. I can talk to them, I can hug them, but it's, you have to have that. It also provides a good amount of pressure, just a little bit. I don't want it to be overbearing, but just enough pressure to let you keep going. You don't want to pause too many times.
Yeah. No, I love that. And then you mentioned certain things, just don't expect to be the expert, hire the expert. And so hire the expert. The first example is a CPA. Are there other experts that you are just must-haves in your book?
I want to say not a business consultant, because that sounds very stuffy, but I have one where, in the beginning, I hired a business consultant / life coach kind of person to kind of help me to guide through contracts. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. Can you please read it and then just tell me in English what it says? So if you don't know what a contract is, reach out to a business consultant. They'll charge you $300 an hour. It sounds ridiculous, but they read these all the time. Like they know exactly what it is. It's like what I tell my clients. It's like, I don't expect you to know insurance. That's what you have me for. I know what I'm looking at and I know what I'm reading. So, and then the other person that I highly recommend having, so you don't want to jump off a bridge, is a therapist. You should definitely talk to a therapist. I love my therapist.
Mental health is so important. And
yes,
it's not about, for me, there's something deeply wrong that I need to fix. It's more like, I'm running a marathon and I need to be super resilient and at my best. And I'm going to do that because I have the right coach.
Yeah.
I'm
huge into mental health. My brand also represents that. I put on my Instagram, my passions are insurance, women empowerment, and self-love and self-care. And that includes definitely taking care of your mental health. And I, starting a business, and especially when it's just you, you just need therapy. Just the thought of you just starting by yourself, just go ahead and hire a therapist, tell them your ideas and see if this is even something you're in a space to do for yourself. You may want to do it, and you just need the right, like I said, you need to hire the professionals that know what they're doing so they can guide you. You don't have to do it by yourself. It's so much harder when you do it by yourself.
Do you feel sometimes as an insurance agent that you are a therapist for other business owners?
Sometimes. And it's mostly just people that are at the moment, the people that are reaching out and wanting to talk about things like that are people that are thinking about starting their businesses. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, you know, can I pick your brain? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And 30 minutes later, we're both crying. I'm like, okay, do you feel better? is this something you want to do? But in that sense, yeah. And I think, and I'm hoping, and I think I have provided the space for people to feel comfortable enough to reach out and ask me hey, can I talk to you about this? It can be personal. And I'm like, okay, if you feel comfortable and safe, yeah, absolutely. I'll provide a safe space for you.
Yeah. But there is that important nexus, right, between the risk of your business that you want to insure and the risk of running a business. And so I can imagine, especially if someone's just about to take that leap, right, that those fears just all mix together. And in some ways, that's what makes insurance so interesting, right, is that it's not just this dry piece of paper. It's actually, how do you make sure your business can thrive? I love what you said earlier about energy, right? You get certain kinds of energy from your mentors, and it sounds like through Instagram and other social media, you're able to project that energy out, that, you know, it's insurance, but it's also self-care. It's also being a smart business owner. How do you mix those things together and have the right tools to do it? And I imagine you're educating a lot of people along the way.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I'm providing bits of information that help them and guide them on, you know, their insurance stuff, but also providing, you know, like some self-care tidbits, some empowering tidbits, a little bit of everything, a little me. So just pieces of me that I'm sharing. Like sometimes I'm feeling very insurance-y, so I'll have an insurance post. And sometimes I'm feeling, you know, I'll be honest, I'll have like posts where, you know, they may be sad, like the truths behind being a business owner. Like, it's not all just like you're waking up and you're excited. Sometimes, you know, I'm crying in my bed for 30 minutes before I get up. So like, as long as I'm being honest, I think that, like I said, I provide that specific energy. And I think people like that, they respond well to it when you're being honest.
Right. It doesn't feel real. If that's the image you're presenting out, can they trust anything you say? But it also creates a space to just connect at a deeper level, right? When you're being honest about what works, what doesn't. And that could be in your life or what this policy is going to cover or not cover, right? Or here's what you need and what you don't need. Having that two sides to the coin seems to be a major theme I'm hearing from you today about sort of building that trust with your community.
Yeah. It's all about just, like I said, just providing a space where you're being honest and your clients being honest. Because a lot of times they don't like to be honest. They don't like to tell you the truth. I'm like, okay, what, like, just tell me the weird stuff going on in your garage. I need to know what's going on so I can properly insure you. Like, if you are doing something really interesting that could potentially blow your house up, I need to know just to make sure that, you know, a lot of people for some reason like to withhold a lot of information from their insurance companies and their agents. I don't know where that started. I don't know what's so scary about telling the truth to your insurance agent. It's like, if you tell me up front, I can most likely help you either mitigate that risk or tell you stop doing that, or this is how you cover that. But yeah, I don't know what it is about. The more you withhold from your insurance agent and your insurance company, the less they trust you. Insurance companies are super judgy, so judgy. I mean, we ask you all these very like personal questions and then like we're super judging you on everything. But that's mostly because people don't like to tell us the truth. If you just tell me up front, if you're just real with me, I'll be real with you. And like I said, I think I provide a space where people can be honest. And sometimes they tell me too much and I'm like, ooh, you should probably stop doing that. It's like, don't do that in your garage anymore. Don't do that. That's, every insurance company will cancel you for that. Don't. They don't like to hear it, but I'm like, it's true. I'm telling you right now, if you don't stop doing that, when you do have a loss because of that, I'm not going to cover it. No one's going to cover it. So just tell me the truth now, or even like within the first 90 days. I'm giving you 90 days to tell me the truth.
You could apply that to so many things, right? Human nature, especially if it's something like insurance that you don't really understand. Sometimes it's harder to trust. And that seems to be such a core piece of your approach to business and your bringing your whole self and your authentic self is just to be like, let's just be real with one another. How long were you sort of actively planning to go out on your own before you started your business?
6 years. When I interviewed at the last agency that I was at, I was there for almost 6 years. In the interview, they asked like, you know, what's your 5-year plan and all those boring questions. And I'm like, oh, I want to have my own agency. And they were like, what? And I'm like, I want to have my own agency. And they're like, which it's not what I expected. I thought that being honest was a good thing. And I was like, oh shit, I guess I shouldn't have told you that. Was that a bad idea? Because I was met with like, what do you mean? You want to leave here? And I'm like, well, yeah. Wouldn't you want me to? I mean, at that time, I'm 32 now. So at that time, I was probably like, what, in mid-20s? Like, wouldn't you want someone this age to have bigger dreams and just be here the entire time? Like, wouldn't you, I don't know, in my mind, it's like, oh, cool. What do you want to do? Tell me more about it. But yeah. No, I was met with like a, gasping, judgy look, like, why would you ever want to leave? I'm like, well, A, I haven't even started, so I don't know why I'm panicking yet. I may love it here, and I may stay here forever, but that's not my personality. My personality is to be able to run my own show, and I want to drive my own car, and I want to learn everything that I can here and help you in everything that I possibly can, but I am going to do my own thing. I didn't necessarily, like I said, know that it was going to be specifically insurance, but I just loved it so much, and I was good at it, and I saw a space where we needed someone young and a woman and a different color than what we always have.
Was 6 years the right amount of time?
I think it's something within you that you feel. So it's like, you can't really put a time on it. Some people, like, I hate giving a number because I feel like people will feel that number and really hold on to it and feel like, you know, I have to wait 6 years or I have to wait this many years, or like, I don't want people to have that clutch. Like, if you feel like you can do it now and your body is telling you that you can do it now, listen to yourself. There's no, you know, if you want to start, if you're 45 and you hate your job and you want to start a business, do it. There's no like, oh, I'm not young anymore, I shouldn't do it. It's like, no, if you feel it. There's no, like I said, there's no specific time frame. I feel like it's the same question when people are like, you know, when is the right time to have kids? It's like, there is no right time. Listen to your gut. Your gut is really smart. Don't listen to your brain too much, because your brain can lie to you. It's a gut feeling. Yeah. If you feel like you can do it now, do it now. If you feel like I'm not ready, I'm not there yet. And I had those moments where, you know, because I definitely knew that I wasn't ready, like, right away on that part, because I had only, so... There's in the insurance that I do, it's called property and casualty. So there's personal lines and then there's the commercial lines. Well, I had only known personal lines because that's all I did for the first 6 years. I'm like, I want to know what that other side is all about. So I learned as much as I possibly could. And, you know, I got different licenses, I got different designations, and I just really like learned as much as I possibly could so I could master that side as well. So I wanted to offer both. In my agency, I wanted to be able to offer both sides. So after I felt like, I was like, okay, I think I'm acing this class. I think I can do this on my own now. Like I said, it's just a feeling. And like, in having the right circle again, I'll go back to the circle. You tell, you know, you talk to your peeps and your peeps will tell you, like, oh yeah, I think you can do it. Especially your mentors. Your mentors are the ones, especially when you're making a business move like that. It's like your main support system, your partner, the person that you're living with, that person needs to know too. Along with like your mentors, they'll be honest with you. They've done it before. They're like, yeah, I feel like you're ready. And you, if they feel like you're ready, that helps. But also, like, you're the ending factor here. Do you feel ready? If you do, then just jump.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking time today to talk to us and all of our listeners. This has been such a delight, and so much luck for the next 10 years of your new business.
Thank you. It's been so a delight. Much. It was such very awesome speaking to you as well.
Thank you for listening to And I Quote, a podcast focusing on telling the stories of agents, brokers, partners, and small business owners. And I Quote is brought to you by Coterie Insurance. Coterie is available across the nation and is creating a product that brings our partners speed, simplicity, and service. Through our new Simply Bind experience on the Coterie dashboard, you can get a quote by answering two questions.
And seriously, we will do the rest for you because relationships matter. Take a look at our show notes for more information and news.